I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my darlings. It's me, Anna Mann, actress, singer, welder. Gotta have a backup. I've been in everything, my darlings, and I've been cut from most things. However, I will not be cut from one thing, and that is my own podcast, Talking to Actors with Anna Mann, where I meet those rarest of creatures, the actors. That's Talking to Actors on the Great Big Owl.
Hello, guys.
Hi, guys. It's been a couple of weeks. But, you know, we've got things to do, for Christ's sake.
Of course we have.
Oh, we're very, very busy. We're very in demand, isn't it, Barry?
This is the other thing. Of course, being locked down, I get on with all the old chores that need doing.
Is it?
Margaret called me up. She said, could I come and remove some of the moss that's just growing around her anus? So I've gone into the garage. I thought, I've got painting to do. I said, I've got all sorts. I've got all that wainscoting to do. I've got all sorts of pipe work.
Well, she's got rising damp up there, isn't it?
She's got terrible rising damp up there.
Yeah.
We had a man in to give us a quote for the work, and I thought, I'll do it myself.
Yeah, so got right, it fair enough.
Fair enough.
You know, as you've done it before, it's just time-consuming.
Exactly. So I've gone into the garage. I thought, now, what have I got
What do you need? The Ron seal.
I've got the Ron seal. And I've got a bit, and I've got an old roller. Anyway, I brought it in and I've cleaned it up.
Scrape all the original damp off first, don't
you? Oh, you've got to, look, you're robbing Peter
process.
To pay Paul unless you do that. That's got to come up. So I've got the old wire brush.
Yeah, it's a false economy. It's a false economy.
Anyway, she has come up beautiful. You could eat your dinner off her arsehole.
That's lovely. That's lovely. You've got the Ron seal on here.
I've got a bit of Ron seal on it. And what is lovely is it's guaranteed.
It's
for
nice,
a good
isn't it?
Five
because
years.
It's a lovely tint brown colour, that, isn't it? As opposed to the other brown colour that she had on there.
Well, hold on. I've got that one down here. What's that? Now, that's B&Q's own brand. It's not nearly as good.
No, exactly.
It says, will protect against weather, frost, gales... And
Mark.
Too much rough rubbing around that area with the toilet paper. So now that's good, but it doesn't have the 5-year guarantee. So the Ron seal.
Yeah, but you pay a bit less. You pay a bit less. That's why you don't get the 5-year guarantee. But you know.
Yeah, but no. But you really, what you really want to? Yeah, I recommend the Ron seal every time. And she is skipping around the place. She really.
Yeah, no, it's worth it just to see the improvement in her mood, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. She's such a love. She's a game old bird. But, you know, I mean, what about the chores you've been up to?
Oh, Christ. I quite similar. I have used this lockdown very, very wisely indeed. You know, things are starting to build up in the chores department.
Yeah.
I had my arsehole to do, which I've neglected for a couple of months because, you know, I've been busy. I had to do my gooch, which I've finally got round to doing.
What are you using as the Wix own brand you used to?
Well, I was using the Wix own brand, but like you say, you pay a little bit less for that, so you don't get the guarantee.
It's
so I've gone top end. I've gone top end. I've gone for, what's it called? That metal paint stuff.
Oh, the Metallica one, is it?
No, what the bloody hell is it called? It's going to drive me absolutely crazy now that I've gone down this route.
Not Jepson's.
It's made by Travis Perkins. Anyway, it's not Wickes. You know, it's common a garden.
It's for the industry. It's industry standard.
I've had to scrape all the old stuff off there.
The barnacles and all the
loose muck. And I've sanded it down, and that was painful, I must say. I've just, you know, slapped a lick of Travis Perkins on there, and it's come up absolutely beautiful in there.
Really? Well, you sent me that photo, didn't you? Hold on.
Yes.
Here it is. Now that is... Oh, it's that way around, isn't it? Look at that. That is beautiful, isn't it?
It's all clean.
It's nice. All...
Lacquered.
It's aerodynamic, really. If you're running, I imagine, if you want to get two or 3 seconds off your personal best,
that's what you do.
I mean, that's what I said to Margaret, you know, for the Olympics next year. I've shaved off all her body hair.
Right.
I've lacquered her right down. You know, like Adama Traore, when he goes on the pitch, he greases up his arm so you can't get hold of him.
Gives him
a little bit of extra speed.
That's
what I've done with her. I've made her much more aerodynamic when I send her off to go and get my Baileys.
Yeah. Are you entering the Olympics again next year?
Well, look, if they do it, I've gone in for the shot.
You got your form in?
I've got... filling it in here. This is the bit I'm stuck on, right?
What's that?
Would you be willing to share in the Olympic Village with another athlete?
Athlete, right. Not happy with doing that?
Do you remember last time in Beijing? Do you remember when I was sharing with
Liz McColgan.
The one who's done a poo in the London Marathon.
Well, that was actually the other one. It wasn't Liz McColgan.
No, that's what I thought.
You thought you were safe.
I did. It was Radcliffe. So they went, they said, look, Barry, you're doing the shot put. You know, we like to vary it, not have everyone in the same discipline.
Yeah.
Are you interested in sharing with Liz McColgan? With Radcliffe.
Paula Radcliffe.
I went, I said, quite honestly, if she's not going to use the toilet in the correct manner, if she's going to squat
down...
In a corner. I'm not interested.
You have to get that in writing from Radcliffe.
Because I shared with Radcliffe and I had a very similar story.
This was back in Athens in 2004, right? He said, look... we want you to, you're being successful with your application to, you know, do the shooting.
Yeah.
I went, thank you.
Yeah.
But would you be willing to share with Radcliffe? And, you hear all the horror stories. And I says, I'm willing to share with Radcliffe, but I do want it in writing that she's not just going to pull her drawers down in the corner of the room and do a poo on the floor because it'd put me off my breakfast, and also it will disturb my my training regime. If that stink is coming up into my nose while I'm trying to sleep, you know.
Yeah, of course. What did the IOC say?
They were very good about it. They said, obviously, we'll sign affidavits and you sign your end. And ironically, I shared with Radcliffe and I came home pissed about 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. I did a massive dump on my bed.
Right.
And so she had me over a barrel, really, because I'd signed the contract. And when she said, look, you signed the contract to say you wouldn't do this. And I said, to be honest with you, I completely forgot that I signed that, and if I had remembered I'd have signed it, I would have used the toilet.
Right.
You know?
Well, this is...
Easy mistake to make up.
This is... I found here the actual contract from Radcliffe's people that she will not shit. But of course, this is what happened. Oh, no, she won't. The IOC
she's not like that.
Paula hereby states that at no point during the stay at the Beijing Olympic Hotel. Camp, Hotel. Yeah. Then it says in brackets, NB Hotel.
Hotel, yeah. Hotel. In Beijing. Just outside Beijing.
That's it, just outside Beijing. At no point will Paula come back after helping herself to all that, you know, bean sprouts and
the dolphins, what they eat,
and curl one off in the corner while Barry is trying to do his sit-ups ready for the tournament. No problem. Anyway, so I didn't like it. I didn't like what this is. So I said, no, I'll share with Liz McColgan. What happened? Yeah. She came to the first day, bump,
shit
on the bed. And that is why you cannot trust them.
No, I don't trust the runners. I don't trust the runners.
No, I don't.
No, because they are always doing that. Because they got to go such a long way, they think, oh, I don't want to be carrying the extra weight, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so they just dump it wherever they go, like.
Yeah, yeah.
But for someone like me that does the shooting, it's all right. I mean, I can keep it inside me for, like, you know, a couple of days, and it doesn't put me off me shooting. I will say this.
Yeah.
Hanging around the Olympic Village with the shooting team is quite a depressing experience.
Yes.
Because, you know, the average age of the shooting team, the Olympic shooting team, is like 67.
That's it.
And, you know, we're sitting around the breakfast table discussing bullets and stuff, you know. And you've got...
Don't get too technical.
No, I don't want to get too technical, but it's, you know, I'll call triggers. Them bullets because it's easier for the audience to understand. We're discussing all that, and you've got these 20-year-old athletes wandering in, you know, serving up their bran flakes, you know, and they're all getting off of each other, all around the world, all these beautiful athletes all getting off of each other. And when you're stuck with the shooting team and they're all like 67 years old, you know, you feel out of it. Do you know what I mean?
Very often that shooting team of yours didn't intend to do a shit and it just happened by accident anyway, didn't it?
Exactly.
Many a time.
Because a lot of them are, like, you know, they've got issues down there, you know, because of the age.
I mean, you wrote that song, didn't you? I was hanging around with a shooting team. Oh, the fucking sights you should have seen. I come down to breakfast one morning and someone curled one off.
Oh, God.
I looked around rather embarrassed. Another old grunter started to cough and shat his pants. I started to rant all over the kitchen floor. And then I said, you want to get some swole finger on that? You'll do something sore.
Yeah. Good advice in that song.
Yeah, well, I'm a font of good advice for that.
I feel sorry for you when you have to do that shot put, because all that weight you have to put on.
Oh.
Oh, you have to be like a right fat cow to do that, don't you? Pushing that big ball, you know?
Well, that is what this is what happens. So Margaret's going, oh, you don't want to eat all that. You're having extra Yorkshire puddings. Oh, yeah.
It's part of my Olympic diet.
Yeah, my Olympic diet. I must have put on some. Oh, Barry, do you have to have all them pints a bit? I have to. I've got to build myself up. But why do you have to have 40 Lambert and Butler? It's all part of it. Get building yourself up. Anyway, of course.
I have to be able to perform under any circumstances.
Why do you have to eat 4 eclairs? Well, that's part of it. I've got to build myself up. God, sure enough. 2 days before I'm due to fly out to Athens.
Yeah, this is Athens.
I'm thinking of not going now. You know, how do I bury it? No, well, you know.
I'll put a bit too much weight on. I don't want to sit on that plane for 4 hours, squeezed into that seat like that with my big bum.
Well, you and I both know I hadn't even sent in the application.
You hadn't sent the form in. I know you told her that you was doing the shot put so you could eat lots of food.
Of course. Yeah, it was embarrassing throughout the year. Oh, yeah, Barry, how's it going? Oh, I'm going off to training. I'd go in my garage, just help myself to a Galaxy bar,
Well, I had a very similar thing when I entered the weightlifting,
Go on.
Well, because I was speaking to my girlfriend at the time. I wasn't into her no more, you know.
No, I know.
And, you know, I was trying to break up with her, so I told her that I'd entered the Olympic weightlifting competition.
Right.
You know, she was like, and she, because a lot of them are ugly, them people. Oh. And I thought she would go, oh Christ, I don't want to be a part of that, you know, yeah. Let me get rid of her, you know.
Yeah.
But she was like, oh, lovely, I fancy a bit of that. Yeah. And I thought, oh Christ, all right. So I had to say to her, look, I've got, as part of my training program, I've got to put on lots of weight, you know, to yeah. turn it into muscle and that. She says, yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, yes,
and she's actually, feeding me all this shit, she was, like sweets and like lots of Haribo and pot noodles and yeah. all this stuff, you know. And she's just, you know, it's good for you, you sort of turn it into muscle and that. Anyway, I got really, really, really fat. And and eventually she says, are you going to turn any of this into muscle or not? I says, no, I don't want to do it.
You know, it's my right.
And she said, I thought you was an athlete. I said, no, I thought I might have a go at being one, but yeah. Now I've eaten all this food, I can't be bothered, you know.
Well,
and
yeah.
so that sort of, like, that kicked her out, really. That got rid of her.
Heavy Pencil.
An actor of my experience, you just get wrung dry.
A podcast sitcom with Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner.
I played Edmund Gelder, and he played Fanny Snatch.
The Observer called it a lovely thing. Wonderfully funny, pitched perfectly, produced with a light touch.
I'm not having any more of this. I need you to pull me off immediately.
Heavy Pencil from Great Big Owl.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, yeah, I mean, I had the same thing, you know, when, do you remember when NASA spent all that money?
Yeah.
Is that working all right?
Yeah, it's working beautiful.
When NASA spent all that money on my training program.
I remember.
You know, we got to fit you up with a real.
That's funny, because you lied on the application form, wasn't it, about how intelligent you were.
Yeah, I'm thick as two short fucking planks. We know that.
You said you had an astrophysics degree and all that.
I said a lot. I went in there, I bluffed my way through it. I wanted to do was go up in a helicopter.
Yeah.
The money they spent on me, you know.
Ooh,
got all
course.
The gear, the astro, you know, a space suit and that.
Yeah.
In the end, they went, well, we found out you've lied. I went, oh. Can I keep the spacesuit? Said, no, sir, you cannot.
No, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
No, I had a very similar thing when I joined the army. Well, I joined the Navy. I joined the RAF.
The money, yeah.
Oh, the money they spent on me. I said, so what is it you want to do, you know? And when I was at the recruiting station.
Yeah.
And I was like, I hadn't really thought about it, you know.
Yeah.
And then I looked on the wall and I saw this, like, picture of a bloke in a Harrier jump jet, you know, with a mask on.
And I was like,
I want to fly Harrier jump jets,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
And they're like, well, we're short of them. And yeah. I says, oh, well, I'm your man, you know, look at the CV, you know. And all right, it says, it said on there, like, milkman and stuff. Yeah. But it was at a time when they was willing to take anyone, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I says, all right, what IQ have you got? And I went, 390, yeah. and what was weird was that they didn't ask me to prove it, you know. They just said, okay. They asked me some maths question, right, yeah. just off the cuff. Right? Yeah. Really complicated maths question. And I just shot back a number as an answer. And sure. I don't know how it happened, yeah. but I got the right one. So yeah, that, yeah. I got the right number. I mean, what are the chances of that? Absolutely. I mean, billions to one. Anyway, they take me into the programme. The money they've spent on me.
The money
they have chucked at my training to become an RAF Harrier jump jet pilot.
Yeah,
right?
It's
a bottomless pit.
It's obscene.
If you can get on that programme, if you can, then, you know, good luck to you, because they have got money to spend, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So, I'm training to be the, like, you know, all that stuff where you've got to, like, get out of the plane quickly and they chuck you in water and all that stuff. And it's you know, it's all good fun, all that stuff. Anyway,
I
said, right, now you're going to go. It's very expensive. They said, now you're going to go up in the plane. I'm like, oh, good stuff. Right. Get in the back of the plane. And I'll get up there in the sky and they start spinning the fucking thing round like a bloody roller coaster, geez. Right? Anyway, I'm throwing up in my helmet and they said, right, it's your turn to drive and that, you know? I'm thinking to myself, I just said, fuck that, I'm not driving this. I press the ejector seat, bang, I'll fly out of there, hit the earth, and they handed me a bill for doing that.
Oh, Christ.
And I'm like, I can't afford to pay that. I'm on benefits, you stupid twat.
You know. I tell you what you have done, what's very, very nice. You might as well tell anyone. And you've been a little bit unlucky with the timing.
Unlucky with the timing. I had my vaccine all ready to go. I had it all chested up. I had it all, like, gone, approved, stamps on it and all that.
In your kitchen and all that.
I had it all in the kitchen where I developed it, right? Yeah. I'd been speaking to the World Health Organization.
Yes.
I've got the emails. I can show you the emails.
Now, this is all real. He made it out, Benylin, wasn't it? A bit of Benylin
in there. There was Anadin.
Tenant Super.
It was talcum powder.
Yeah.
And just added a little bit of corn flour, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll send the email to WHO, right? It goes, dear WHO, further to our conversation last week, which you have not replied to my email about, I have finished my vaccine and it's standing here in the kitchen, right, and here's a photograph of it to prove it, and I just put it in a glass, and I mean, it looks like piss, so it's not a very nice photo, right?
Yeah.
I says, there you go, right, let's get this rolled out and get this, get this bloody disease off our planet, right?
Yeah.
So I was thinking to myself, well done, Angelos. That is a real, that's a real feat you've done there. Anyway, I'm reading the news the other day. Pfizer has got this, like, vaccine come out. And I think this is very suspicious, because I've sent in my ingredients for my vaccine last week and a picture of it, now you're telling me. Right, in the space of a week, Pfizer have come up with a new vaccine. I don't think so. There is something very fishy going on there, and I'm going to have to take this to the highest court in the fucking land.
Did you say, again? A Mr. Bill Gates read my email.
He can hack into them, can't he? Because he's the head of computers, you know.
What kills me is, how does Bill Gates, right, who is, all right, is a computer nerd, he knows his way around QWERTY, doesn't he?
He knows how to work them.
He probably knows how to turn it on, he probably knows how to operate all this Zoom stuff, nice and easy. But how does a geezer know about flipping vaccines and all that. He's full of shit, isn't he?
Well, the only reason he knows about vaccines is because he's hacked into my emails and seen seen the ingredients and the recipe and the picture. That's the only reason he knows about it. That's why he is sticking out his back. I'm going to take this to the highest court of the land.
You'll get there and it'll be bloody Bill Gates sitting
behind the judge and jury.
I wonder Bill Gates don't go down your bookies and put money on all
he
your
does, He does, he does. I've seen him down there. He's in there like last week sticking a Yankee on.
Yeah, that's right. Him, isn't
he? And who do you think he got the tip off of?
Off of you. Yeah, Muggins. Yours truly. Muggins
give him the bloody tip.
He knows it. He'll be on Strictly next. He'll be on the lot. He makes me sick.
I remember when he went out with Margaret. You know.
Oh, I can't talk about that.
No,
disgusting.
I know. It's very distressing. Very distressing.
You know.
You found him in your front room.
Yeah, I did. You know, and he's spouting all these computer algorithms. I said, just put your cock away and get out. You dirty bastard.
You dirty cow. Where did he meet Margaret? Because that happened all of a sudden, didn't
it?
He'd been hacking into your emails.
He'd been hacking into my emails, and he found out that Margaret goes to the computer club for the over 80s. In Castlebury Park. That's what he does. He goes down there.
This is how he gets information.
This is how he goes. So he goes down there. He's wearing
It's not a level playing field.
He pulls out in a bloody great big stretch limo, gets out, in all his nerdy
with
stuff
his
that can
feather boa and his jumper.
All that knife, cigarette holder, Gates.
Spats.
He goes in there, all charmingly autistic, and he gets into the place, and all the old ladies are there going, "How do I turn it on?" Let me help you. And he turns it on, he can change the font, he knows all the stuff to do. He types in that thing, turns it upside down, it says boobless. They all laugh.
Very powerful. It's a heady aphrodisiac.
Of course it is. Intelligent. Yeah. I mean, like that lady got turned on by your bodybuilding. If there's one thing the old girls like, it's a curly-headed nerdster computer fucking weirdo. He's hanging around and more old ladies. You want me to show you control out delete? Show me how to change it to bold text. All this flashy stuff. I'll show you how to install iTunes. He goes, of course. They were all so turned on. I turned up there and all I could see under a pile of old ladies all trying to get hold of him was Bill Gates right in the middle.
They ripped his feather boa off, his jumper, and his spats.
And he was going, "Oh, don't put that floppy disk up my asshole."
What are you going to do with that mouse?
And of course, they were, was turned on by all this computer stuff. Anyway, she ended up for a while going over to Silicon Valley and living with him.
And he's paid for it all, hasn't he?
Because I couldn't compete.
You can't compete with that. It's not your fault.
No, it's not.
You're no less of a man.
But the point is, you were about to make £1 billion, weren't you? And now it's all gone. Who knows how much money I'd have made.
I'd have made so much money out of that, but it's dog shit now. Unfortunately, I wrote to the WHO saying, "Look, I said, much to my disgust at your failure to respond to my emails and picture last week of my ingredients for the vaccine and the picture that I sent. I think you lot are a bunch of bastards, and your new vaccine is dog shit. And I hope it doesn't work. Actually, I scrubbed that bit out of the bottom. I thought, no, I hope it does work, but I'm very unhappy. Anyway.
Yeah.
P.S. Bill Gates is a bastard. He's a bit creepy.
And funny enough, I've just had a fax come through. I'm just going to... the producers would like us to point out that at no point did Bill Gates, the former managing director of Apple, ever...
Microsoft. That's your Jobs you're thinking of.
Don't start me on this.
No, Jobs. He's not here to defend himself
No point did Bill Gates go to the overrated computer club at Castlebury Park, WD9, and get on top of get loads of old ladies on top of him. Pull his jumper off and have any computer paraphernalia shoved up his arsehole. That did not happen, and we would like to make that clear to anyone within the Microsoft community. P.S. He's all right by me. And I'm just saying
He listens, because he's bound to hack into this podcast.
Oh, he does hack
Hacked into this podcast before. Definitely. And he sent me a letter. Bill Gates sent me. It says, "Dear Angela and Barry, Bill Gates here from the computer shop." He runs a computer shop
in North Harrow, isn't it?
Yeah. In North Harrow. It says, "Yes, it's me from the computer shop. I do have a computer shop, and I'm also used to be the head of Microsoft. Anyway, I have been hacking into your podcast, the Angela and Barry Show, and I find this podcast one of the funniest podcasts I've ever heard. And my favorite episode is when Rihanna shits herself on the big wheel. Keep up the good work, but if you ever turn your sights on me, you'll be hearing from my lawyers. You son of a bitch!
Yeah,
all the best, Bill Gates."
That's what I've got it here. He said that one to me. "Well, you get off suggesting that I went to an over-80s computer course and I was wearing my fedora and having a cigarette holder and a feather boa. And then a load of old ladies pulled up my jumper and pulled down my pants and inserted something up my butthole. You son of a bitch! I would not give tuppence for you to be able to change the paper on your printer, you silly fucker." Oh, and he gets so nasty.
This is the side of him you don't see very much. You know, he's a philanthropist, this and philanthropist that. But he gets very angry. Also, he's quite a vain man, isn't he? Because he got you to write that song about him, didn't he?
Oh, God. Well, that's the thing about him, that he is so sort of... You know, he's got everything. The one thing he's never got is a song about Bill Gates. "I was fucking irate. Can you stop coming to Watford and pouncing on my wife? I'm never buying your shitty computer stuff in my life. You curly-headed twat. Take that. I'll kick you in the balls. Next time you come round here, fuck off back to the technical halls."
not the song he was expecting, was it? That?
No, because he used to go to the technical halls, didn't he? Oh, when he was at Leicester. Polytechnic! Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
Hello. Oh, no! Something's happened.
I'm the host now. What's happened? Where have you gone?
Hello?
Well, I think that's probably the end of this. I hope you've enjoyed it. Barry's disappeared from my computer screen.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you might have noticed that everything went off.
Balls
and
up.
You can only assume it was Bill Gates.
Bill Gates cut us off. He hacked Bill in Gates. And cut us off. And that is fair enough.
Because we'd been out of order. Oh, and we've Bill. Been out of order. Now, let's let bygones be bygones.
He's taking his revenge on us.
You had carnal knowledge of my wife.
Fair enough.
But to be fair to you, you did do her up nicely with that Ron Seal when you was with her. Did a lovely job.
Lovely job of that, yeah. Next week I'll tell you all about how Bill Gates, he came round my house and put up some sherbs for me. But that's next week.
Yeah. Well, all right, guys. Thank you very much.
I hope that's helped. It should have helped you.
It should have helped. And if you want any advice on computing,
go here.
any of that stuff, please go to Bill, say, give him this pass, give him this code word to get 15% off. I heard you knobbed Barry's wife.
At the technical hall.
At the technical halls.
For those of you that want a bit more of this muck, please go to our Patreon site. Go there and you'll get videos and extra muck.
But we're going there over there now to do the real show.
Well, really, the proper show.
It's a proper show. And we will see you soon. And thank you for listening. Keep your chin up.
Yeah, keep it up. Keep
on the way.
All right, my darlings.
All right, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.